hearing from Larry. I want to talk to you about marrow and bone. This is a continuation of this message.
Yes.
And what we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to be discovering the supernatural that's in our bones.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to discover that. And I want to point some things out to everyone on the line right now and for every listener that comes in later. What you're learning, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14, it says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Mm-hmm. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Mm-hmm.
What we are learning right now is not natural. Everything we're learning is of the spirit. We may be talking about the umbilical cord and the marrow, but we are not speaking in the natural.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We are speaking, and what we are speaking is to be spiritually discerned.
Amen.
All right. And also you need to take note of something that prophetess, that the Lord used prophetess to write in one of the prayers, everyone, that Elder Allison pointed out to me, because we were talking about what God is doing right now is causing us to value this rhema word. He's changing our vision concerning it and what it is really doing.
Yes.
There is a marrow transplant going on in us.
Amen.
We are taking on the marrow of God. And coming from the marrow, what comes from the marrow, we all learn this, comes from the marrow is the red blood cell and the white blood cells. The red carrying oxygen, the white fighting, coming to fight anything that's infectious. And now if God is giving us his marrow, it's perfect. It's strengthened, but it goes beyond the natural. God, the marrow produces life in every facet when it comes to God's marrow. Whatever lives, whatever can live, it comes from the marrow of God. You're going to see something that's really powerful, that the marrow being transplanted, because of our constant acknowledgement, God is changing us to the marrow. Everything about us is about to change. We're going to match God completely, and that's the absolute truth.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that what takes place when we continue to acknowledge, we depart from evil, and then it says it becomes health to our navel, which is a connecting to the umbilical cord back to God. We're reconnected to him, and it becomes marrow unto our bones.
Amen.
And that marrow is none other than God. That's why the Bible says we've been born again.
Yes.
We've been born again. And being born again, God has changed some things about us.
Yes.
And I found out something that's really powerful. And I'm going to say this early, that the Holy Spirit doesn't just reside in our hearts and in our minds. The Holy Spirit of God resides in the marrow. You say, what? Yes, he does. Because oxygen is coming from our marrow. Our bones are being given oxygen. Our bodies are being given oxygen because of the marrow that we have. The red blood cells, and we all know that the word spirit is neutar in the Greek, which means breath or wind or oxygen. So the Holy Spirit is residing in the place of the marrow. And the reason why we can step into a supernatural dimension is because the marrow, our human marrow, is being changed. And the Spirit of God is finding places in us to
Amen.
Reside in. He wants to reside all the way to the marrow, because that's where production is coming from. The platelets to stop the bleeding, the white blood cells to stop anything that's infectious, and the red blood cells giving us life and vitality. Marrow is substance. Marrow is strength. But God wants us to understand this message in a place of the spirit, to understand that we're changing into supernatural beings, that when we open our mouths, that things are supposed to transpire like never before.
Amen, God.
There is a change going on. That's why every time Larry was even describing how he's starting to feel, because he's under the word. That's the vitality of God. That's Larry describing his marrow transplant. It's describing his actions as becoming different. Things are changing all around him. God is restoring him to the man he once was. Why? Because Larry's undergoing a marrow transplant.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because Larry is in the Rhema word. And it's happening to everybody that will stand still and stay in the word. But it is not to be naturally discerned. It's not to stay in a place of the natural. This is spiritual. This is supernatural. Take the limits off of this thing. You're moving in the dimension of now faith, because now faith is the substance. And where does substance come from? The marrow. The marrow's producing substance in us. So God wants you to understand it from the realm of the spirit and understand it from another realm of faith, understanding that you have the power to create. You have the power to bring forth life, living and breathing on the inside of you. It's in the marrow of your bones. If you're one that's acknowledging the word, then I'm talking to you right now. Watch this here. What prophetess wrote in one of the prayers, listen, it says, discovering the value of the gospel within the measure that has been met. You only will discover the value of the gospel when you meet the measure of being a doer of this Rhema word. Staying in a place of acknowledging him is causing us to understand the value of what God really has given unto us, the level of salvation that we've really come unto. We've been born again, and we got to understand what we are now and who we are.
Amen.
So God is teaching you from the ground up, from the marrow to everything, from the inside to the outside. The anointing of Christ is being proven, but please understand that you're not the same being, especially when you're connected to the umbilical cord through the acknowledgement of the Rhema word on a consistent basis.
Praise God.
In this part of the series on peace, the teaching can only be spiritually discerned. The natural man will not and cannot house this word, period. You cannot. You can't go halfway, living halfway, and try to house a word like God is giving us. You'll never be able to function in it. It will only frustrate you. So if you're not willing to pay the price and stay in a place of acknowledgement, then listen, this word is not for you. And you're never going to come into the dimension of being Christ-like like you're supposed to. When Jesus laid hands, it came from his marrow. The anointing was saturated within him. That's why he said to Satan, why are you trying me? You have nothing in me in which to draw. I'm covered all the way to the marrow.
Bless God.
God is everywhere. In fact, God permeates through the marrow that's in my bones. I'm not like the rest of everyone around here. I am the Christ, the Son of the Living. He said it with such clarity. I am the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Yes.
Peter tapped into it. He said, thou art the Christ. We are supposed to be Christians. Just like them, from the marrow.
Amen.
We're also called the joints, and we know that that each joint supplies. And watch this now. These joints. Let's see what a joint is made of. The Bible says that we are joints, and each joint will supply. Well, the joints, particularly hinge joints like the elbow and the knee, are complex structures made up of bones. And if they're made up of bones, what's in bones? I remember, I think marrow is in bones. Mm-hmm. Muscles, synovium, cartilage, and ligaments that are designed to bear weight and move the body through space. Now, if every joint is supplying, right? We'll see this here. The supply that our joints give to one another is nothing short of the supernatural marrow of God. Every time we get into conversation about this word, we're giving each other a transplant. And I'm going to prove that tonight. We're giving each other a marrow transplant so that the vitality of God can flow through us. It says in Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. That's us. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So every time we're together, every time we get on this line and one of us is ministering, as Larry began to talk to us about what God is doing, Larry was giving us some of the marrow in which he's experiencing.
Amen.
It brings a vitality to us. We've called it for years propitiation, but God is taking it further than just propitiation, which I think propitiation is the greatest miracle, one of the greatest miracles of all. It really sits right up there as my favorite because I experience it all the time. But God is saying, listen, I want you to understand more than just being propitiated, having a mind that's at ease and at peace. I'm dwelling in the marrow. I'm dwelling there in the marrow there where life is permeating, and not just regular life. God life is permeating in you from your marrow. Each joint supplieth, and joints being made up of bones, clearly signifies to me that the supply, the word supply, each joint ministers. And the word, what am I ministering to you? As I minister the rhema, I'm giving you the marrow of God. You're getting a marrow transplant as I'm speaking right now in the rhema word. This is an effectual working that's happening right this very moment, that the life of Christ can permeate through you. Healing is right here, and healing is right now. The necessary cells that flow out from the marrow are flowing in you at a godlike supply. That's why the Bible says he sent his word and he healed them all.
Amen.
Why? Because when he sends his word, he produces marrow that produces health.
Yes,
healing,
God.
But not just there. It Amen. Goes from the inside to the outside and creates life in every facet in which we
Amen.
Live.
Amen.
The marrow of God produces all life. He is the life giver. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Everything came out from him. Now you're getting this supernatural marrow that's at work in you that can heal your body, heal your life, heal your finances, heal your family around you, every part. Because why? It's flowing through you.
Amen.
And God wants you to understand the spiritual implication behind this transplant so that you can work in the measure of who he is, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself. What do you mean edify? When we edify one another, that's the body edifying itself. Where? In the place of love. Larry said he loved us about five times, edifying us, giving us the marrow of God. And that's what happens when rhema is being released. The word supplieth means contribution. Okay? It means contribution. It means to contribute or minister. So every time we speak one to another in the sound of rhema, we're bringing a contribution, or we're contributing to one another. We're ministering. And what we're ministering to one another is the marrow of God.
Bless God.
So the supply comes through the rhema. We minister to one another. Remember, the Lord taught us about gathering fragments, and I thought this was fascinating. He taught us about gathering fragments. Listen to this truth. He taught us about that we gather fragments. And I saw this when I was in this study. As we gather fragments, those fragments in which we eat, it's like eating through the umbilical cord of Christ. And then the process of growth from the embryo to the fetus takes place in the realm of the spirit. It like happens over and over again. And this is how God told me it happens over and over again. Paul said, I die daily. So as we die, the process begins again. And what takes place is we eat the fragments in which we've had. That means the rhemas in which we get, the study that we're staying in, the things that we're oohing and aahing about that are fascinating us. So we're eating fragments, and that's like eating through the umbilical cord. And what takes place through that is now the process of the growth of the child takes place. We get nourished to the point where we're nourished and we grow, we get strengthened. This all happens in the realm of the spirit. Every single time we're nourished and we get strengthened. And oh my God, as we're strengthened, the marrow of God takes over. It's like a mother eating and supplying fragments through the umbilical cord for the fetus or for the embryo. The fetus then develops to the point of marrow forming in the bones right before the birth. Well, our ministry to one another becomes the umbilical cord, the supply. That's why we eat the fragments. Why? So we can be the umbilical cord to one another and supply each other for the development of God's marrow in our bones.
Amen.
Remember, I told you, don't look at this naturally. Look at this in the place of the spirit. Every time you get in the word and God propitiates you again, you've gone through the process of being the embryo to the fetus to now growing and God's marrow taking over. You're in the realm of the supernatural.
Bless God.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed. So now things change, and now you need to learn to receive as you're here in this realm. God has been trying to tell us that for years. To receive when you're in the place of rhema. You don't know what really took place until you open your eyes.
Hallelujah.
You begin to gain understanding about what God has really done in the moment. Everybody that sits under the rhema word in this ministry, and any other ministry for that matter that's speaking from rhema, goes through the same exact process over and over again. We die, we're born. We grow, we're strengthened, we're empowered to the bones. That's why morning by morning you can see new mercies. Why? Because you die. You're born again. You grow to the point of marrow forming, God's marrow forming in your bones. 70 times, 7 times in a day, God forgives you. You go through the process where you grow and marrow is there. Listen, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, that's in a place of absolute propitiation. Understand that your propitiation is because the life of God in Christ Jesus is coming through your bones. The marrow of God is there. You're breathing his oxygen. He's carrying away that which was infectious about you. That's why you feel propitiation, because he's carrying away whatever was infectious, whatever was sin to you is now forgiven. You're cleansed. You are totally breathing. God's air.
Thank you, Lord.
This process is taking place in us. God's saying one day they're going to get it. One day they're going to die. When they're going to die daily, they're going to go ahead and be born again. They're going to get, by my word, this process, they're going to get a hold of it and realize, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Let me stop the process. Let me just stay here and continue to grow in God's marrow and by God's marrow. I don't need to fail to get up to do it again, to fail to get up to do it again. No, I'm going to move in power, because why? I've had a marrow transplant.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's changed in me. I have supernatural strength flowing through me. I can speak and receive.
Bless God.
Because what's coming through my marrow is life, and life more abundantly. So why fail and go through the process and do it again? Do it again. No. Let me get my legs under me. Let me go ahead and walk with this marrow. Let me walk in the newness of life. God is opening our eyes now to this. Here's confirmation about what I'm saying on how we translate or transfer the marrow. It says in Hebrews 4 and 12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the," watch this, "of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Now, the word sword means a large knife used for killing animals and cutting up flesh. So I had to think about this. If I'm a joint that's supplied, what God does to me by the word, he cuts me open as a joint. I then, the word now comes to the inside of me, because it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it divides. Understand, that means divide. It means to cut. It means to separate. So I get separated. This is in the realm of the spirit. Now God implants in me new marrow. My joint supplied, and I'm receiving marrow. All right? So now watch this. Now what God does from there is that this word that I'm under in my studies, it cuts me open. I see myself. It takes away the infections that are there. And then I begin to minister. Because why? The word cut me, opened me, gave me a personal transplant of marrow. I'm telling you what goes on in the spirit. Then what happens is now that same marrow that I received, now I start to give. Why? Because I stayed in the word, went under a transplant myself. Now my joints can supply.
Yes, Lord.
Now this joint can minister. And when the joint ministers by this happening, it becomes a discerner of your thoughts and intentions of the heart. What am I saying? You get cut. You get wide open. Amen. Now you're cutting. Now you're getting a transplant. And this is all happening because of the word.
Bless God.
It's all happening in the realm of the spirit. Everybody on this line is a different person when they're under the word of God. Why? Because you got cut. Your infections got healed. God transplanted your marrow, made things right. Now, according to the measure that you meet, you can receive this and receive absolute healing in your body right now. You can receive this change. And if you want to stay in it, you certainly can. How? By acknowledging him in all your ways. And he will prosper all your paths.
Mm.
Watch this. So it cuts asunder. So being asunder, being that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder, which means creates a partition. It splits, it parts, and it separates. So the joint and the marrow are separated. You being the joint are cut open. God separates the marrow from the joint, takes the old marrow out by the word, puts new marrow in. And then according to our scripture we just read in the book of Ephesians, it says here that every joint supplieth. Now I can minister according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. I can bring increase to the body. I can help edify the body. Because I've undergone the transplant. By what? By the word of God that is quick and powerful. But people saying he is really out there. I sure am, and I'm not coming back in for nobody.
I know that's right.
I'm going to stay right where I am because I see it the way it's working. So the word opens up the joint unto the marrow. So when we stay in the study cuts us asunder unto the marrow. The transplant of God's healthy marrow is made. We then supply it to the rest of the body. It is in that we find his vigor, his life. We can feel it happening in us, as I stated, and through us. While under the rhema, we know it's going down. It's proof that the life of God is manifested, and we can receive on any level and every level that we need. His marrow is the producer of all life in every aspect. From multiplying of fish and loaves to the raising of the dead, it does it all. The marrow of God does it all. Watch this now. Let me give you a total look at this rhema in operation. We're going to go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 10. I'm going to show you everything I said, and then I'm going to be done. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out. And then this is Ezekiel in the valley of, oh boy, dry bones. So the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. The valley was full of bones. So Ezekiel is not speaking to one or two skeletons. The valley was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. These bones, dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy. Ooh, what's that? Let the word come out your mouth. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, this is what he's saying. Now he's prophesying. This is what God told him to say. Behold, saith the Lord God unto these bones. This is what Ezekiel's saying, because God said for him to say, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. Watch this now. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. Hold it. Wait a minute. So breath is coming into the bones. How? Because Ezekiel is speaking the word. What is the breath? The spirit. Where's it going? Into the bones. Why? Because marrow is what's noted as what moistens or irrigates. There's no sinew until marrow shows up. There's no skin until marrow shows up. Watch this now. And I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. So breath is coming first to bring forth sinew and skins. Then he's going to put breath. Now, why wouldn't he put breath for them to stay in at the beginning? How do I know that the breath was going into the bones? Because if God would blow his breath outside of the bones, the breath would escape. Why? Because there's no sinew or skins. So God is creating life in the bones, which is marrow. So now the marrow can create sinew and skin. And then he's going to breathe again, because now the body's ready to house the breath of God.
Bless God.
But it's starting at the marrow. The breath is going into the marrow. That's where the Holy Spirit is. That's why we move as supernatural beings. Because why? As we acknowledge him, we get his marrow.
Jesus.
He says here, and he says, and you shall know I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, oh God, hallelujah. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Now joints are starting to form. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews, there it is, and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. Now watch this. The wind becomes the spirit. Say to the wind, come from the four winds, O breath. Wait, I thought he said the wind. O breath. Yeah, both the same. O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet. And I love how they stand, an exceeding great army. That's the picture of the body of Jesus. That's the picture of the body right there. That as we go through this process, and as we go through the marrow transplant, we will stand an exceeding great army.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We will stand in the power of our God. We, as his body, will stand. But the body that is not staying in the rhema word, in a place of acknowledging, is not going through this transformation. It's not happening. But as a body comes into place of acknowledgement and giving of their substance, why do I bring substance back to this? Because substance is the divider. It gives us strength to lay down everything that stops us from acknowledging.
Amen.
This is a picture of how the body is supposed to function. Bone to his bone, and each joint began to supply. It all started when he prophesied the rhema word. When he began to prophesy, the rhema word irrigated and refreshed the bones, created marrow. Marrow then produced life from the inside to the outside. Sinews appeared after the skin. After that skin came forth. You see, mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit doesn't just dwell in, like I said, in our hearts and minds. Mm-hmm. He's moving by us from the inside of our marrow. And you think I'm playing, I'm talking to you now. Spiritually, but I'm speaking to you where he's residing naturally. Why? Because Proverbs 3 tells us that what's going to happen as we continue to acknowledge,
yes,
we won't be wise in our own eyes. Yeah. We're going to end up departing from evil. And what's going to take place as a result of that, it's going to become health to our navel. An umbilical cord is going to form. It's going to become marrow unto our bones. The child that you were born again to be will grow up and become the man or the woman you were called to be.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
From the inside to the outside.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
But the key is staying in the word. Everything transpired there for Ezekiel because he prophesied what God said. Jesus. And because of that, the entire process of becoming godlike took place. The more we stay in the study, by what measure you meet shall be met back unto you. But I don't know about you, but I've been feeling the power of God working from the inside to the outside. I got distractions that still come. I got issues I'm still fighting and not fighting. I'm just waiting on God to knock them straight out. And he is. I don't have any worry about it. I'm watching God deliver me. My faith is unto salvation and success. I'm Amen. Watching God bring salvation. And then I'm watching a supernatural change going on with me. Yeah. Yeah. I'm watching myself become a man in the spirit, a man of God, true man of God, and understanding the source in which it's coming from. Staying in the word, staying in a place of acknowledgement is changing me. I'm going to say this both physically and spiritually.
Amen.
It's changing me. Things are happening. Oh God, as a result of this, life is changing. Doors are opening. Zoe is manifesting.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And it's not going to stop until God has really and truly placed me and you exactly where we belong. As the head and not the tail. As being above and not beneath. As being lenders and not borrowers. It's not going to stop until we become an exceeding great army.
Bless God.
Moving in the supernatural. laying hands on the sick and watching them recover.
Amen.
Watching them recover. I lay hands on myself, praise God, and I watch my own recoveries.
Mm-hmm.
Because I realize what's in these hands. Before I was moving on the revelation of being a joint, that the blood comes through, the blood of Jesus is moving through this because I'm connected to the body. But now the revelation has gone to the marrow, the source. Ooh, God.
Bless God. Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper.
Bless God.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. We are those joints that supply. But please understand, come to a spiritual revelation. What you're supplying to one another is nothing short than the cell factory of God Himself. That cell factory creates life. And it kills whatever's trying to kill us. Please elevate to the realm of understanding that while you're in this rhema, what is really happening? Take the value to the next level. And that last, and I remember when we were talking about how you're a lover of stones, and it would be like you finding a blue diamond in your yard that as you're out there doing your gardening, you find this huge blue diamond. You just think it's another rare stone and you put it on your shelf with all the other stones. That's like what we do to the word. We don't understand the value behind the word. It would be like you finding a blue diamond that's huge and worth millions upon millions. But the only value you see it as is being a decoration in your home. That's what we do to the word. And I thought about that. And the Lord said, you think you said something deep?
Mm-hmm.
Serious. He said, I had been said that. I said, what do you mean? He said, didn't I tell you don't put a candle underneath a bed or a bushel?
Yeah.
Put it on the candlestick. I said, you sure enough did.
Amen, Lord.
I said, you Ben gave that analogy, Lord. Stop getting this rhema, people of God, and burying it. Stop hearing what you're hearing and not using it to the magnitude in which we should be using it. Understand what's really transpired as you come under the rhema word of God. Jesus told his boys, he said, you are clean by the words in which I've spoken unto you. There's been a change in you. Understand it. It's from this dimension that the supernatural power of God is permeating through the marrow that's in you. It's been transplanted. God has given you a tremendous transplant even right now. I would take the time and do what Ezekiel did. Prophesy, son of man.
Mm-hmm.
Prophesy. Take the time and prophesy. Because you are bone of God's bone. You are flesh of God's flesh. You are marrow of God's marrow.
That's God.
His likeness, his image and likeness you were created in. Let his likeness come up out of you. Prophesy to the infections of your life. Let them know that the white blood cells of the Father are here and that they can't stay. They can't stay.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. That's all I got for you. You guys tonight. I'm done. I'm finished right there. Praise God.
Bless God.
Hallelujah. There's a few comments on the board. I'll just read the comments. Hey, glory be to God. Elder Allison says, oh, this is actually Jay. Jay says this. This is really good. This is hot fire. Elder Allison says, hallelujah.
Amen.
And Elder Donna says, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I say, amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
This is really the real. It's nothing short of the real.
Thank you, girl.
It's nothing short of the real. When you command your body to move and be healed, please understand that you're not just, yet you're speaking from the place of the spirit, but understand from the spirit that you also have the natural means in you for it to happen. Jesus, my Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Listen how fast it took place, right? When Jesus saw the man with the withered hand, all right? He saw the man with the withered hand. He didn't say a whole lot to that guy. He told him, he said, stretch forth your hand. And in the word, those words that he spoke, we see the creation of marrow, and the hand of the man grew as the other. Just in those words, stretch forth your, and because the man did it, acknowledged what Jesus said, marrow came through, created life, and his hand grew back as the other.
Jesus.
Just in those short words, stretch forth your hand. Understand what happens to you and the power that's in you, because you're saturated in the rhema. Speak differently. Understand that things have changed. Sickness and disease can't be housed here anymore. You've got what you need, both spiritually, and it's there naturally. It's there naturally. Jesus. Ooh, there's an anointing on the line right now. There's an anointing on the line. Take the time right now. Lay your hands on whatever might be ailing you. Just take a moment. Lay your hands on it. Because there's an anointing on the line right now. And just thank God for his marrow that's flowing through your body. Thank him now. If you don't have a physical ailment, but you might have something on the outside, thank God for his marrow producing all life. Life in your finance. Life.
Pastor.
In your Pastor, family.
Can I tell you something?
Yes, you can.
I just want to tell you, it's so beautiful. Your words are just so, just like awesome. Let me tell you something.